You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Sean Showers, 37, plans to meet an underage girl at a Houston park. Late that night, cops find the man unresponsive in a ditch. Showers shot multiple times. Surveillance video shows the car slowing down near the victim, Sean Showers, then speeding off. The driver, identified as James Lewis Spencer III, 24, who posed online as a minor to lure Sean Showers to the park.
Nancy, Spencer allegedly told someone, quote, he believed the police were not doing enough to keep pedophiles incarcerated, and he wanted to rob and harm those types of men that would do bad things to little children and other people. Want Showers admitted to Spencer, posing as a teen girl, that he previously had relations with minors, Spencer started planning the murder. Cell phone data shows Spencer traveling to and from the crime scene.
Prosecutors call it a case of vigilante justice. Spencer now charged with murder. Here's a new way to drum up business. Syed Amir Razavi, 30, set up outside a casino to hand out business cards with a small sample of his product attached. That would be cocaine. The business card allegedly contained contact info and a small Ziploc bag of cocaine stapled to the card. Calgary police search his car and find 50 bags of cocaine, a digital scale with drug residue, and over $1,000 in cash. Razavi busted on drugs and trafficking. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In spite of the atrocity she claims to have witnessed, the estranged wife of a New Hampshire man charged with killing his 5-year-old daughter and concealing her body for months has testified that she still loves him. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Kayla Montgomery has been the key witness against her husband, Adam, who faces second-degree murder and other counts in the death of Harmony. Authorities suspect the girl was murdered on December 7, 2019, but it was 2 years before she was reported missing. The girl's body has yet to be found despite extensive searches. As the trial gets underway, defense counsel agreed that Adam Montgomery was guilty of fabricating evidence and abusing a corpse. However, they claim he did not kill Harmony and instead believe the girl died on December 6th while alone with her stepmother, Kayla. The family, including the couple's 2 young boys, had been forced to live in their car after being evicted. Kayla claims that on the morning of December 7th, while driving from a methadone clinic to a fast food restaurant, Adam punched Harmony several times along the way. Kayla displayed little emotion as she responded to questions regarding her giving food to the children without first checking on Harmony. She remained stoic through subsequent questions about later finding the girl dead and all the places where she said the body was hidden, including a homeless center ceiling vent and the walk-in freezer at her husband's place of employment. However, when asked if she still loved Adam, she burst into tears and wiped her face with tissues. She replied, "I still care about him because he's the father of my children. He was my best friend. It's been hard for me to just let go." Kayla Montgomery admitted to lying to the grand jury about her whereabouts at the time Harmony was last seen, and as a result, she was sentenced to 18 months in prison. Although she did not receive immunity, she told Smith that she had not experienced any more repercussions for the contradictions in her claims to the police or prosecutors.
Adam Montgomery has not been in the courtroom for his trial. He was found guilty of stealing a gun in a separate case last year and received a sentence of more than 30 years in prison. Following the discovery of 3 bodies in a deadly shooting at a residence in central Arkansas over the weekend, a 15-year-old boy has now been apprehended and charged with capital murder. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
According to the Saline County Sheriff's Office, the 3 victims were discovered shot dead when police arrived at a structure fire west of Traxwood, a city located approximately 35 miles south of Little Rock. The victims were named by the sheriff's office as 16-year-old Aaliyah Martin, 53-year-old Dara Martin, and 47-year-old Jacob Martin Sr. The suspect, who was reportedly questioned the day of the shooting and then charged as an adult with capital murder, has not been identified by the sheriff's office. Deputies say the teenager is being held without bond and is also accused of abusing a corpse, arson, and tampering with physical evidence.
The teen's relationship to the 3 victims has not been disclosed by the sheriff's office.
Thanks, John. New Orleans PD asking the public for help to locate a family of 4. They go missing during a move from Louisiana to Texas. Stays Yanira David Finez, her husband Ramon Ruiz Crisanto, and their two daughters, just 4 and 1, are dropped off by family at a New Orleans Greyhound bus station, the first stop in the family's move to Houston. The next day, a family member gets a text from Crisanto saying they arrived, but then all communications stop. Other relatives in Texas say the 4 never arrived. No one can reach the family. It's been over 2 months. Anyone with info, please call New Orleans 6th District Detectives, 504-654-6060. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.